In the coming days, the four remaining college basketball teams compete for the NCAA championship. The semifinal and final games will be played before millions of primetime television viewers. And then there's the men's tournament. NPR's Tom Goldman reports on whether the growing popularity with the women's game can help quiet comparisons with the men's game.
That's it. UConn staked itself to a big early lead and then had to hang on in the last couple of minutes to preserve the win.
Another victory for defending NCAA champion Connecticut. It put the Huskies in the women's Final Four for the sixth time since 1995. But Tuesday's UConn win over Purdue was anything but routine for sports cable network ESPN.
It is ESPN's second original high-definition broadcast.
Programming executive Len DeLuca says it's not a coincidence ESPN is using the women's tournament to help show off the ultra-clear high-definition technology. In the first year of an 11-year contract with the NCAA, ESPN is working hard to showcase the women's game. For the first time, the network is televising all 63 tournament games and airing the women's title game next Tuesday night, one day after the men's final. DeLuca says it's a way to get maximum exposure.
The women's tournament is a priority for ESPN, and it's a signal of a growth sport and an investment in something that we think is going to grow generally.
For more than a decade, women's basketball has been a big thing at Connecticut. Now, enthusiastic scenes like this one at a recent UConn game in Hartford are playing out across the nation. Last season, 12 college conferences broke attendance records. Kansas City Star sports reporter Michelle Vopel says fans are flocking to see a new breed of player, hardcore hoopsters who've been playing since they were little girls, much different from the athletes Vopel saw when she started covering the women's game nearly 20 years ago.
You didn't have the 6'2 player who could really, really move that well. You didn't have that many of them. And now, in this Final Four, you're going to have several of them. You're going to have several big, tall, strong women who are fast, who know how to play basketball.
Of course, some like to point out they won't be as big or as skilled as the players in the men's Final Four this weekend. Also, the new TV contract for the men's tournament is worth $6 billion, while the women's is valued at around $200 million. Michelle Vopel says people always will make comparisons, and the women's game often will lose out because of the physical limitations and because men have been playing top-flight college basketball several decades longer. Vopel's solution?
I enjoy both games, and it kind of baffles me that people can't enjoy both games because they're both fun. It just makes March twice as fun.
But over the next 4 days, watching Connecticut's Diana Taurasi and Duke's Elena Beard slashing to the basket, Heather Schreiber of Texas drilling three-point shots, or Tennessee's Kara Lawson firing passes to open teammates, all that may be a bit more fun for Vopel, who marvels at the skills she wasn't seeing just 5 years ago and wonders what she'll see in another five. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Reviewing the war news, the U.S. Army controls much of Baghdad's airport, just a few miles southwest of the center of Iraq's capital, and U.S. Marines are camped at the southeastern edge of Baghdad. Electrical power and running water have been turned off in parts of the city, but some residents of suburban areas are fleeing toward the city center.